Have former actress, you know what I'm saying, of formerly who was on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Remember what I tell you, it says former. Even the news report says former. So I don't follow the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I don't watch that show. But you know what I'm saying, is she actually working? Is she working? Do she got any type of jobs lined up? Is she, you know what I'm saying, currently under contract with any network? Because if she's not, this explains why she have done this on purpose. Don't let her tell you that she have done this by accident. Don't believe that she did this by accident. She did this on purpose. This is a ritual to get her opportunities. But let me go ahead and say my intro. For more exclusive information, exclusive content, exclusive weekly Bible study class, and much, much more, we'll join my exclusive Facebook Messenger group. You can do so by sending me a friend request to my Facebook page. That Facebook page is PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook. That's PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook, and I'll add you to the group. All right, so you former Real Housewife of Atlanta star Kim Zolciak, I guess that's her name, Kim Zolciak, says a blonde, you know what I'm saying, to all you black people, who your black women who are so quick to get blonde hair in your head, you gotta understand that blonde hair is a curse. So when you put blonde hair in your head, you are putting a curse, you are cursing yourself. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's blonde hair, I see some black women get green hair, some black women get red hair. You know what I'm saying? All these different color hair colors that you put in your head, other than black, is a curse. Just read the book. See, that's why we need the scriptures. That's why we need the Bible. Because the Bible tells you what to do and what not to do. And there's consequences of doing the things that you are not supposed to do. And you do it. There's consequences for that. You know what I'm saying? To have blonde hair is a curse of leprosy. Blonde hair is leprosy. You know what I'm saying? And it explains that in the book of Leviticus. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, just so that you black women can know. If you, you know what I'm saying? It's not a cool thing. You know what I'm saying? You're not cool by walking out in the public with a head full of blonde hair and you black. It's not a cool thing walking out with a head full of green hair or whatever. Any type of hair other than black, you are wearing a curse on your head. Not a, you know what I'm saying? It's already that. Your head is already cursed, and you putting a curse on top of a curse. Because in the book of, I think it's Isaiah. Yeah, the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah chapter 3:16 says, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and they walk with stretched forth necks, so forth and so forth. The scriptures also say, he will smite the daughters of Zion with a scab on the crown of their head. You know what that means? That means that you will need to put weave in your hair. You will need to put a wig on your head. But that don't mean you put different colors. Put something black. Put black wig on your head. Put black weave on your head. Put more of them different colors on your head. That's just all you doing is you are further cursing yourself. And don't take my word for it. Open the book of Isaiah, chapter 3:16, and read for yourself. Now, what this woman did, Kim Zolciak, or Zolciak, whatever her name is, what she did was a ritual. It was a death ritual she did. Because any woman or man who portrays themselves in the public butt naked, it is a death ritual. So what type of death ritual? What are you saying, Kim Zolciak? Are you saying that you are about to commit a blood sacrifice on one of your relatives? You are about to commit a blood sacrifice on one of your friends? What are you saying? Are you saying that you gonna, because that's what it is. I know you guys look at it as, ooh, we seen Kim Zolciak's chest and we seen her body. Well, you looking at it like that. People who knows, looking at it a totally another way. People who knows, looking at it like, uh-oh, Miss Kim is about to commit a blood sacrifice. And she just gave the signal. She just gave the sign to the elites and to her handlers that she's about to do that. That's what she did. And you guys didn't even know it. That's why you black men, or you men, need to come out of your lustful ways. Because lust, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I'm saying? Take full advantage. These people will take full advantage of that, your lustful ways, by doing things like this and making you believe that she made a mistake and did this. She made a mistake and do this. You know what I'm saying? So I won't be too surprised if by the end of this year, you know what I'm saying, she come up with a blood sacrifice. Either by the end of this year or the beginning of next year. But that's what this is, people. Kim Zolciak. But anyway, this is news. Like I said, you want more exclusive content, more exclusive conversations, weekly Bible study, and much, much more, or join my exclusive Facebook Messenger group. You can do so by sending me a friend request to my Facebook page. PSTR. Michael Smith on Facebook. That's PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook, and I'll add you to the group. I'm your host. I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. My co-host is, I don't got no co-host right now. Hit that, if you're new here, hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. You know what I'm saying? Hit that share button. You know what I'm saying? Till next time, stay tuned. God bless you.